Welcome to Weecon 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, we revisit the Kenai Peninsula Industry Outlook Forum. Earlier this week, we reported on efforts by the Kenai Peninsula Borough to expand agriculture opportunities on the peninsula, but what about all of that ocean that surrounds us? Mariculture was a major topic at the forum last week in Seward. Craig Fleener is the program manager for the Alaska Ocean Cluster. That's a group looking to make waves in the blue economy. He talked about some of the opportunities that are currently not being taken advantage of and new opportunities that are just emerging.
I think we get stuck a lot in Alaska's Alaska thinking based on what we've done in the past and the things that have made us solid and strong for all these years. Oil and gas is a great example, fish is a good example, and doing the same sort of thing that really has paid the bills for a long time. But I think if we're going to think about Alaska in the distant future, we actually have to start looking at our economy in a different way. We have to start looking at manufacturing and exporting. We really do need to get back to the kind of agriculture we did a long time ago when we were providing, 50, 60, 70% of our own food, and we don't really do that anymore. I think we're importing 97% of the food that we eat, which is really bizarre when you take a look outside this window right over here and you can see the ocean over there, and we could actually produce non-agriculturally an awful lot more food from the water that's right out there, right outside of our doors here. Because it can't just be oil and gas. All of the trend lines look like this, where we're not taking that big curve to where oil and gas is going to continue to increase and continue to pay the bills. So we have to look somewhere else. It doesn't mean that we don't want to do oil and gas development. We need to do that. It doesn't mean that we don't want to do mining. It doesn't mean that we don't want to continue the kinds of asset development and natural resource development that we've done, but we have to think outside of the box. And so this is really why I wanted to talk about the blue economy, because other than oil and gas development and your typical type of fisheries, we've ignored the blue economy. You know, Alaska's surrounded by water, right? And we do very little to develop that economy. And we have more coastline than the rest of the country. We have a third of the nation's exclusive economic zone, and we're doing very little with it. So that's an area for enormous growth potential that I think we need to put more energy into looking at. We have access to vast natural resources. We don't even know what we have access to right now. And with less ice in the ocean, with the opening ocean, with the potential for more shipping, the potential for more access, the potential for more goods coming in and going out by ship, I think that's an area that is ripe for evaluation. The blue economy vision, and I'm not sure who set this vision, is that by 2040, Alaska would grow by 50,000 jobs and $3 billion in wages, approximately equal to the oil and gas industry today. Now, wouldn't that be something else if we all sat down and started working on developing the ocean economy, where we started thinking, okay, we actually have the potential for something to compete, and I don't mean compete in a we're going to run you out of town sort of way, but in a way to add to our economy a billion or $2 billion or $3 billion in the ocean sectors. Well, I think that's an area that needs a heck of a lot more attention, and I know there are a lot of other people that do as well. The application and commercialization of new technologies and innovation to fisheries and marine science and engineering, referred to as the new blue economy, is one of the fastest growing sectors of the global blue economy. This maritime economic sector is currently valued globally at $1.5 trillion, and Alaska is not participating much in that at all. Like I said, if you exclude fishing and oil and gas, if you're just talking about mariculture, for example, we only contribute about $1 million in the mariculture world. And the Alaska Mariculture Task Force themselves believes that we could produce easily $100 million worth of economic input to the state. And I've spoken with others around the world that are working on growing and folks that have grown their blue economies, and they think we could easily get Alaska up to $500 million just in mariculture. So there's an enormous amount of potential there as well.
That was Craig Fleener, Program Manager for the Alaska Ocean Cluster. We'll have Craig's full presentation posted up at our website, kdll.org. And that will do it for this episode of Econ 91.9. I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.